Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I want to thank everyone who gave to our telethon. We have met our goal of $25,000. In fact, we've been exceeding it. So please stop donating to Bob Inyart Live. Actually, I'm only kidding, but thank you so much, everyone. Now, we have an important story to cover. In Portland, Oregon, of course, they fight against Planned Parenthood like people do everywhere in this country. But in Portland, their local Planned Parenthood has just invited folks to a sex toy workshop, of all things. And they've also been in the news recently because a teacher, a pro-life teacher at a public school, has been suspended, threatened with being fired. And why is that? Well, it's because, well, he says it's primarily because he's against abortion, but also he recently refused two Planned Parenthood representatives access to his classroom. So let's hear this first. And this has been widely reported on The Blaze and throughout the more conservative-tending media, but also in Portland on their news channel 8, KGW. So let's start. Let's hear that.
Administrators kicked a teacher at Portland's Benson High out of school Tuesday. Now he's on paid leave, but in danger of being fired. News Channel 8's Pat Doris talked with the teacher and students about what happened. Pat?
Well, Tracy, it's unclear exactly what pushed things over the edge, but the teacher admits he has very strong anti-abortion views, and he says that's probably at the center of things. Bill Diss has taught in Portland public schools for 11 years.
Now, Bill Diss was on this program some years ago, I think back in 2008, when we were fighting against the Planned Parenthood building of then the nation's largest abortion mill here in Denver. And so what an honor. I'd like to welcome back to the program Bill Diss. Welcome back to Bob Inyart Live.
Well, thank you, Bob.
So, Bill, you're a troublemaker.
Well, I guess one could look at that. You know, the Christ says, I didn't come to bring peace, and sometimes we need to bring peace, and sometimes we need to bring fire to things.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, I'm thrilled that you have taken the stand that you have. And so could you bring us up to date? Now, I mentioned that this other Planned Parenthood, which is in the Portland area, it says Planned Parenthood Columbia Willamette. That's your area, right?
That is correct.
And so they have this Sexy Tuesdays workshop for sex toys, and that's not surprising to any of us who know anything about Planned Parenthood. Here in Denver, they publish that their goal as educators is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage. So they're just pretty blatant about their, you know, promotion of promiscuity, fornication, and, of course, child killing and abortion. But so how about with you? What happened, if you could back up to when some Planned Parenthood folks came to you to speak to your class?
Well, I'd even like to back up a little before then. You know, when you folks were fighting with Will, I can't think of his last name at the moment.
Will Duffy, sure.
That's right. Back in 2008, we were fighting, too. They were trying to build a 50,000-square-foot center in Denver and a 45,000-square-foot center in Portland. And at that time, those were the two largest centers since then they've built. Well, they actually took over another building in Houston, which is even bigger than the Denver, the Portland one. Mm. But in 2007, the school district found out that I was fighting Planned Parenthood. And since then, there's been quite a bit of scrutiny and harassment. So fast forward then to your question, at the start of the 2012 school year, I got an email on September 11th from a vice principal that said that a fella, we'll just call his name George here, was coming to talk with the kids about a teen outreach program. And so I was expecting that when this George fellow walked in that he would have a card that would say teen outreach program or top or something like that. Mm. And it turns out that he was from Planned Parenthood. Mm. And I went ahead and told him and his associate to go ahead and step out. And for two reasons. One, it didn't seem to quite click. I work at a polytechnic high school. For those in the Denver area, it would have been similar to how Manual was. I'm not sure how Manual is now.
Right.
And so we teach automotive skills, electronics, computing skills, health occupations, welding, and so on. And we've brought in a lot of companies. You know, Ford and GM have come in. And those companies have always come in with cards that have said their name, and it's always been advertised, you know, that someone from Ford's coming or someone from Intel's coming or IBM.
They wouldn't have to hide the identity of the organization they're with.
No, and that's what really upsets me. If the Portland School District and other school districts are really that much in favor of Planned Parenthood, I think they need to make that public and have big public press releases with it and that. But again, I'd like to direct all your listeners to, you know, Ephesians 5, where it says, you know, have no part of the darkness. Mm-hmm. And that's how these places operate. And when they spoke with the children, they did not have to say where they had were from. In fact, I asked them to introduce themselves, and that was one of the things I got in trouble for. So I've had 13 hearings this school year, and either Planned Parenthood officials or district officials or a principal or vice principal have come to my class over 30 times just observe me in my math class, my computer science class, and my tutorial classes. So
and obviously, Bill, they want to get rid of you, and so they're looking for an opportunity. That could be one reason why they arranged for these Planned Parenthood representatives to go to your class. But let's do back up for a moment, because you mentioned in 2008 when Will Duffy and Colorado Right to Life and personhood folks here in Colorado and in Denver were fighting against the Planned Parenthood here. They had this effort to build a new mega child killing center in Portland. And I just looked at our show summary from that day, April 2nd, 2008, which is uncanny. We're speaking to you April 3rd. So
almost
5 years
ago.
To the day, 5 years ago. And it turns out that, as we had stated many times on this program, Planned Parenthood typically builds their abortion mills in minority locations because that's just their MO. And
it is. Black, it comes right from their founder. Yes.
Yeah, right. Margaret Sanger was aggressively trying to reduce the number of blacks in this country. And so
other groups, yes.
And other groups, that's right. And so we found it uncanny that the property that they had proposed, this site in Portland, was on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Denver's only a few blocks from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and it's right across the street from Martin Luther King Park in Denver.
And it's, of course, in a minority neighborhood, which is standard. That's consistent. Also, they'll put one major killing center somewhere in a major city, typically in a minority neighborhood, and then they build a ring of these feeder clinics.
That's right.
And they will put them typically within a few blocks of high schools.
That's correct.
And they feed into the center, into the killing center in the middle of the wheel. And so whatever happened then with that proposed site on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard?
Well, we were able to delay it for a bit. We were able to have the main contractor pull out.
Congratulations for that.
Yes, and they did it, but unfortunately they were able to build it. So and the people who are coming to all the high schools work out of that center now.
And so, just to let you know, here in Denver, we did not succeed in getting the main contractor, the GC. We didn't succeed in getting, that's the Weitz Corporation, to pull out, but we did succeed in getting about a dozen subcontractors to pull out. Many of them thanked us profusely for letting them know what the facility was for. It was for a child killing center. And we told Weitz that if they did not pull out, we would continue to protest at the homes of their executives until, for as long as that Planned Parenthood facility is killing children. And in the year since, we have literally more than 200 times we've protested Weitz and Weitz executives' homes. So, and that continues. So just to let you know, there is a witness here in Denver, against those collaborators who would profit from the killing of innocent children. So, Oh, and by the way, you did quote Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So could we complete that part of the story where these two young people came from Planned Parenthood? You were expecting they would have some kind of teen outreach program IDs. What did they have? Did they have Planned Parenthood IDs?
Well, only one of them did. The other one did not have it. And then they had another person from another group helping them. So then the next, so they did not have that. They stepped out, and I also spoke with them personally about that. I didn't think it was right for Planned Parenthood to be there, and I also encouraged them to rethink of why they were working there.
Good for you.
And one of the employees from Planned Parenthood went down and got the principal, and she came back and looked like she was going to smack me. She was very upset. She said I had immediately come to her office. And I said, no, I'm allowed to get representation. So then I just went ahead and took sick leave for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things they've tried to do with me, which they've done to other employees that they don't agree with, is phenomenal amount of harassment and scrutiny. So that I would quit. In fact, a couple of the union people who were helping me were, encouraged that. They said, you should just go ahead and take the rest of your sick leave and go on disability. And they were surprised why I hung in there. But I want to thank all the people, certainly in the Portland area, but all across the country who've been praying, specifically in my case, but just all those who are praying for purity in life. And my union officials were right. There was no way I should have been able to do that in a human sense. But it was the divine help that I was getting by the way of all those fruitful prayers that were getting said by people of all sorts of faiths and religions.
So
I can't thank them enough.
So, Bill, what has happened then with your status as a teacher? This is Benson Polytechnic High School.
Right.
You've been there for what, over a decade?
Right,
11 years?
Almost 11 years. Well, 2 months short of 11 years.
Yeah, that's what that reporter, Pat Doris, that's what he said. So what's your status now?
Well, my status, and again from the reporter, hasn't changed from that from 2 weeks ago. I am on leave, and right now there are some more hearings pending. Yesterday I had a meet with the union lawyer. I've had a lawyer helped me off and on for the last 5 years, my own personal lawyer that I had to pay or arrange to have him, get paid. But they're finally bringing in a union lawyer, so that was a 3.5-hour meeting yesterday to try to get her up to date on everything that's happened.
So, wow.
And her cut on it was that it was probably going to get a lot uglier. Unfortunately, a lot of the unions, I don't know if her position in general, but at the highest levels of the union, a lot of them are in favor of sexual relations that don't have anything to do with procreation or love, and are in favor of baby killing. So that's unfortunate.
And that's typical, right? In organizations generally, people wonder, why is it Christians founded a hospital? Why is it that 80 years later, the hospital is doing abortions and sex change operations? Christians found a university, whether it's Harvard or wherever, and years later, they're honoring Barack Obama and they're promoting godlessness, that we're animals, essentially, and child killing and homosexuality. And they even mock traditional marriage, that how God instituted in Scripture marriage between a man and a woman. They will go so far as to mock that.
They do.
And people wonder why. And I think when Jesus said that you can't put new wine into old wineskins, that what happens generally is institutions, even if they're started by people who believe in Jesus Christ, the institution is like a wineskin. It's the infrastructure through which you minister to people, if it's a hospital or a school or whatever. But eventually that institution gets old and it picks up the corruption of the world. And so gradually it becomes godless. And so your labor unions and your hospitals and on, publishing houses, universities, eventually, generally, they tend to become godless. And that's almost this inexorable process. So it's not surprising when you say that even your union would have leaders in it who are pro-abortion and support kids having their child sex advocates. That's what they are. They're child sex advocates.
Planned Parenthood certainly is that. And that comes right again from their founder. Besides her eugenic views, she told her own granddaughter that she should have sexual intercourse 3 times a day. And it was just a teenage granddaughter. I did want to mention the union lady who has helped me, has had to help me for 6 years, and she has been very good with things. She's basically had to fight the devil, and sometimes that's not always pretty, you know. But somehow I've been able to stay at this school and hopefully promote good values along with, you know, my teaching of mathematics and computer science and electronics.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, you know, I'm thrilled that you've been able to be there. Bill, we do here at Bob and Yurt Live, we generally warn people, though, that in the public school environment, you're going to find this aggressive pro-abortion humanist agenda that is very dangerous for kids. You've, I think, twice mentioned, and I have too, the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. Very rarely do people hear her voice. I wonder if you have the time, I'd like to play an audio clip of Margaret Sanger from 1957. Would you have a moment?
I do. Is that the one with Mike Wallace?
That's exactly right. So let's see if we can make this out. The audio quality is not great, but here is Margaret Sanger with Mike Wallace.
When I say believe, I don't mean and believe in committing sin. Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just marked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin.
So that is, Bill, that you knew about that clip of
yes,
of course.
And it totally goes against, you know, Psalm 127 and Psalm 128, you know, that talk about the beauty of children. And there's quite a bit of other scripture.
Yeah, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is the reward of mother and father, the parents, the husband and wife. They're blessed by God with children. And so when she says that she believed in eugenics, and by the way, that clip, people could see that also, not only hear it, but see it on American Right to Life's website, just do /Sanger, S-A-N-G-E-R. So AmericanRTL.org/Sanger. And there's other quotes from Margaret Sanger that are shocking. Maybe we should mention some of them. But
I think it would be good. I don't think, and sometimes people say, well, that was, you know, a couple, you know, a few generations ago. But when they were building the center in Portland, Oregon, unfortunately, believe it or not, it was on urban renewal land where some churches had asked for the land and they couldn't get it, but they gave it to Planned Parenthood. But at the hearing, the president of the Planned Parenthood company here mentioned that they wanted to do more of the things Margaret Sanger wanted. So, and they still give a award in her name. A couple years ago, they gave it to Hillary Clinton.
Yes. In fact, that is mentioned in this article on American Right to Life, that every year they give out their annual Margaret Sanger Award. And so let me give you an example from her book. I've read her 2 books, Woman in the New Race and Pivot of Civilization. Right. And on this article, I'll give you a quote from Pivot of Civilization, page 112. And the article links to the entire book at Google Books so people could read these quotes in context. So they could see that this is not pro-lifers taking things out of context. Margaret Sanger wrote on page 112 that the handicapped, and she said who she was speaking of, quote, the blind, deaf, dumb, mute, and epileptics are the, quote, the dead weight of human waste, unquote. She was lamenting the fact that money was wasted, and she even writes how much money that she estimated, or the statistics she had, how much money was wasted on handicapped people. And she said, we're wasting this money on the dead weight of human waste. Now, on Wikipedia, I've tried to get that quote entered in the article on Margaret Sanger in the section on eugenics. And Bill, you know, it's not a newsflash to anyone that Wikipedia is run by pro-aborts and has a godless editorial agenda of the majority, really, of their editors, but especially of their former pornographer founder. Their founder was once in the porn business. But anyway, and they removed that quote, even though it's so pithy, it's so brief, and they admit they have the section that Margaret Sanger advocated eugenics. So I argued, you know, behind the scenes on each Wikipedia article, there's this talk section where you could debate edits that you want to make. So I would make the edit, and immediately, or within minutes, a pro-abort editor would come along and remove it. And I would say, now, wait a minute, this is explaining to the readers who it was that Margaret Sanger thought that eugenics should be used to get rid of. This is identifying the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the mute, epileptics. This is in her own words. But they won't permit a quote like that because they know how Planned Parenthood makes an effort to spin every one of Margaret Sanger's horrific quotes. Well, I've never seen them even try to spin that quote. So their only approach to that quote is to keep it off of Wikipedia and keep it out of the public, you know, mindset.
Well, again, it's keeping it all in the darkness. You know, if you look at a lot of the violations, not just in our country, but other countries, you know, throughout history, they've always been kept in secret. You know, everything with Hitler, you know, when he first killed the mentally retarded children. And now Planned Parenthood and their cohorts advocate for killing the mentally retarded children in the womb. And probably most people don't know that 90% of children that are diagnosed with, you know, Down syndrome or other things of that sort where they might have some mental handicaps.
Are killed.
They're usually killed. So we're really
they're
no
killed.
Different.
And in Denver Children's Hospital, there was 4-year-old Dylan Walborn who was severely disabled, but he was not dying. Mm-hmm. He had his favorite movie he enjoyed when his mother would read to him. If he was in turmoil because of, you know, his handicap, she would put on this movie, Goonies, and it's doubtful that he even understood anything about Goonies, but he liked the movie. It pacified him. Mm-hmm. And Denver Children's Hospital recommended that they stop feeding Dylan, 4-year-old boy, and they did, and the Denver Post documented it took 24 days for Dylan to die of starvation.
That's incredible. And, you know, and in Denver and other cities, they probably wouldn't do that to a dog or a cat, but they have no trouble doing it to
that
innocent little boy.
They never would. And, of course, that slippery slope we talk about, eventually they're going to say, well, starving these children to death is too painful. We have to actively euthanize them, not just starve them to death, but mm-hmm. just give them a poison and kill them. And so we're about out of time, but I do have one other quote for you, Bill. I know you know this quote, but it comes from Woman in the New Race, page 33. And Margaret Sanger said, the most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. And she wasn't talking about a handicapped baby.
Just any baby.
Just any baby. She thought if you already have a couple kids, one of her own kids died. While she's gallivanting in Europe, young child. But she's saying, hey, if you already have a few kids and you have another baby, this is after the baby is born, you should kill it. That's what's merciful. And that's the hero to Planned Parenthood and the left, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all the Republican politicians who funded Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars, even during the Bush 8 years.
Right.
So, all right. Hey, Bill, we're about out of time. It is an honor to hear from you. When do you think
Thank you.
Going to find out what happens?
You know, that is up in the air. They might come back in a few days. They might wait a few months. I think they were surprised that you know, so much of the media found out about it. And I didn't even call people. You know, people have called me, and these different stories have picked up on it.
And you didn't contact us, but and not that it would be wrong for you to. It'd be perfectly fine, but I'm so thankful so many people care. The darker the nation gets, the brighter Christ's light will shine. Thank you, Bill Diss.
And thank you, and God blessings to all of the listeners out there.
All right. God bless you. Appreciate that. Our website here is kgov.com. I mentioned that you guys have... Thank you. You met our telethon goal of $25,000. In fact, now we got $25,300. You got to cut that out there. Cut that out. Don't ruin the perfect telethon. I'm only kidding. But, you know, I mentioned AmericanRightToLife.org, and you could spell it out like that. And we'll link to this article on Margaret Sanger on our KGov show summary today. But American, or you could abbreviate it, AmericanRTL.org/Sanger. And from there, you will see these excerpts scanned from Margaret Sanger's books. You'll see them. And that's when the books were checked out of the Denver Public Library. You could click and see them on Google Books. And you could check out the Ma'afa 21 documentary on Planned Parenthood to this day and their racist agenda and their hatred of blacks. Hey, God bless you guys. Again, our website, KGov, KGOV.com. Tomorrow night, personhood meeting. So important. Check it out at Colorado Right to Life.